The Supreme Court is considering a New Jersey-based case that could give states the go-ahead to legalize sports betting beyond Las Vegas, the only place where it's now legal. Major sports leagues have spent millions fighting lifting the ban on betting, but now one of them, the NBA, is pivoting, asking for a cut of the pot and more access to betting for fans if the ban is overturned. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So this is all from testimony from the NBA attorney in New York yesterday. Flesh out more of what the league might want.
Right. So like a good point guard, the NBA is seeing the play before it happens. And you're right. There is this law in there's a federal law banning sports betting except in Nevada. And it goes it's named after Bill Bradley, the former Knicks and Princeton player, is the Bradley law. And that's why there's no sports betting in America. But New Jersey, under then governor, as of a few days ago, then governor Chris Christie, wanted to overturn that law. All the leagues opposed it, but they opposed it on the state level. They are kind of wary about 50 different states with 50 different rules. They'd rather have one federal law. The sports leagues that are up in front of this issue. So the NBA is very forward thinking. They know how much money is bet on sports. They'd rather not have all the states do it individually. They'd like a federal law. They'd like 1% of everything wagered. And so they're making their play now. They're opposing this, what the Supreme Court is doing, which is hearing an overturn of the federal law. They want a new federal law that allows them to participate in crafting the law and to get a lot of money based on everyone who puts a wager on a game.
Right. 1%, that's a lot of money. And they also want, as we said, more access for fans, not just, you know, in casinos and resorts. What would that be?
Okay, that's huge because under the reason a state would want to change this is so that they could control the wagering. There's a lot of racetracks, for instance, in New Jersey, and there's racinos, and there's riverboats. Indiana's talking about a law or has a law introduced that would allow sports betting on the riverboats. But the NBA is saying, no, do it in everyone's home. Have it on everyone's smartphone. Have it during a game so you can bet on will the player make the next free throw. This will take the amount that's bet. Legally, it's maybe $1 billion. There's a total of $5 billion bet on all sports in Las Vegas. So maybe on the NBA, you get $1 billion of that. But this will, if you add in how much is already bet illegally, this could take it into the hundreds of billions of dollars. So we're talking tens of millions of dollars in revenue for the NBA and any of the other leagues that decide to get on board with this.
Well, we know the NBA studied what's happening in Australia and France with pro leagues getting a small percentage of bets. But what, I mean, yeah, okay, the money, we hear that. But betting was always seen as a corrupting influence. You know, players would throw games. What happened
yes.
to that?
It was true. It was more corrupting when salaries were so low that a gambler or a dirty gambler offered a bigger payday than your boss. You know, the 1917 Black Sox, Charles Comiskey was not paying the players, so gamblers got involved. But the difference is, the professional athletes are so well paid, it's seen that it would be very rare that a gambler would have influence. And also, it is true that if you can really check the trends of everyone betting and you could see anomalies where someone bet a huge amount of money on some chance outcome and it happened, that would be really helpful in investigation. And in fact, some colleges, there have been a history of the NCAA using these gambling patterns to successfully prosecute gamblers trying to throw college games.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist. Thank you.
You're welcome.